We got two division games left, and going against like those type of opponents, we always going to play each other tough. So we know it's going to be a tough environment. We haven't been successful down in Philadelphia in these primetime games the past two seasons, so it's a big challenge for us. Short week. Got to focus in, lock in, and get ready to go.
Have the guys in this locker room talked about putting the hammer down this week and just getting it taken care of and sealed?
Yeah, obviously, we want to clinch this week. It's been who's going to be the more focused team. Obviously, there's a lot going on this week. Christmas is right around the corner. It's a Thursday game. You know, everything's a little bit different, different schedules. So just making sure we're locked in, go out there and play some good football.
How do you balance that? I mean, this is something you've been waiting your whole life for.
Yeah.
And it's 48 hours away, and you're trying not to think about it.
Yeah, I mean, you get goosebumps thinking about it, being able to go to the playoffs. And then, obviously, once you get there, this opens up a whole new, you know, doors, avenues, whatever you want to say. So it's exciting, and it should be exciting. Everyone should enjoy this. Everyone should be, you know, soaking this in, because I've been in seasons where these last two games were meaningless, and I'm sitting here, and you guys aren't even here because it's not even worth talking about. So this is a fun time to be a New York Giant, and I'm just going to go out there and enjoy it with my teammates. We got to go out there and get a win and, you know, play a good game of football, play a complete game of football. We still have yet to do that.
Justin, given how the schedule has changed, do you feel that the guys are locked in, given the changes in the routine?
Yeah, I think so. I think everyone realizes at the same time that we have to be professionals too. Coach is making sure he's taking care of our bodies. That's the biggest thing on a short week. I think it's that. These are the toughest games to play in because you're playing 4 days after playing the previous game, and you played against a playoff contending team. So it was a physical game, and we're sore. So you got to take care of your bodies. But as a professional, you got to make sure you're doing extra stuff. So tonight, after I leave here, I'm going to get a massage and then going to get stretched out after that. So I won't even get home till 9 o'clock tonight. So it's those little extra things to make sure you're doing that.
Any extra special feeling that you can clinch it in Philadelphia, a place that hasn't been kind to the Giants?
Yeah, it'd be cool. It'd be fun to clinch in front of my home and my family and all that. But at the same time, you can't put too much into it. And I, like I said, I regret the way things were handled last time, so I'm not saying anything about anything.
What would you say Coach Magley has done well this season in terms of kind of keeping you guys on message?
He's just consistent. It's always, you know, he keeps it light, keeps everyone laughing. There's always something funny he'll put up. But I've known that side of him for the past 3 years now, so that's nothing new to us. The offense really, you know, gels well with Coach, and I think the defense is now kind of learning more about him and how he operates. So it's good, and it's good to keep things lighthearted. But at the same time, when it's time to put the hammer down and be all business, he's all business, and he doesn't leave any stone unturned. So that's something that you expect from him, and he consistently, you know, gives that to the team.
Can you share a moment of levity? I mean, we don't see it too often. Can you think of something that was funny that you could share?
I don't know, the whole Christie debacle that was news coming at him, and then he kind of made a joke about it. And you got to be able to laugh at yourself, and you got to be able to laugh at situations that, you know, are comical, and that's just something that is fun. But, I mean, things that happen in our team room stay in our team room.
Obviously, it's pretty simple. You win, you're in. You pay attention to any of the other scenarios, like all the different tiebreakers.
People are so many different things. We can't worry about anyone else's business. We got to go out there, and we got to handle our own business. So we go out there and win, and we're in the playoffs.
How do you feel? I mean, this last week was the first time in, what, 5 weeks you played?
I'm sore. I was sore yesterday and today. And that's just getting in here, making sure I'm taking care of my body. But like I said, those Thursdays, everyone's going to be sore. All those guys have been playing. John Jerry's been playing, you know, whatever, 14, 15 straight weeks. So he's more sore than I'm going to be. But, you know, hats off to everyone taking care of their bodies. And I just try to follow the guys. And they've been stretching, doing all sorts of stuff, yoga, making sure I just hop in line and I'm taking care of my body too.
You give me?
Knee feels good. Knee feels real good. So just keep doing those things I was doing to keep my knee coming along and just keep getting stronger and stronger every week. And that's exciting for me. And, you know, just keep getting better.
Are you giving the offensive line grief because you came back and you guys got over 100 yards rushing?
No, because before I left, we didn't really get over 100 yards rushing. So we've been getting better every week. The backs have been getting better. We've been gelling. And that's something that takes time. And obviously you want it to be right now. But, you know, we're going to consistently keep getting better, keep chopping. And Coach Solari is going to keep coaching us. And we're going to get better every week.
Justin, winning and going to a postseason probably is something new for you personally.
Yeah.
Will you reach out to someone like David Deal or Chris Snead, who you've played with, to get?
I talk to them consistently throughout the year. I talk to Deal, I talk to Booth, I talk to Snead. They'll always send me like little texts, and we'll go back and forth. So it's good to have those guys. But at the same time, they're living their lives. So you got to look to guys in the locker room, guys that have been there before, the Eli Manning, the Zach Diossi's, Marshall Newhouse, guys that have won and played in those games, and see how, you know, they operate. And like – like they've said to me, is just keep doing what you've been doing. Keep consistent. Don't change anything. Like, you know, obviously you start pressing it, you end up, you know, creating more issues for yourself. So just keep doing what we've been doing, and it's got us this far.